OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
This is your girl, Carla B., and you are tuned in to the eBuzz.
Carla B., Hollywood bound.
up? What's up, everybody? What it do? This is your girl, Carla B., and you are actually streaming live to EOTMradio.com. I am your host, and y'all already know, I don't even have to tell you, it's Friday, but I'm always excited. It's always Friday to me. I'm always excited to be right back here in the house with y'all once again, where I just always strive to encourage, empower, and enlighten minds. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, guess what? You can get a lot of that when you follow me on Twitter. So check me out. Follow me, EOTMPR. Follow me on Twitter. We offer so many free PR tips, a lot of great motivation, inspiration, all that great stuff. And if you are streaming live from our EOTM radio page, make sure you like us. And if you can, please subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because we do have a lot of great entrepreneurs, a lot of great people that will be coming through by way of EOTMradio.com. So you don't want to miss that. Make sure you subscribe to receive alerts. And tonight I'm excited because I'm an avid reader of a lot of different genres, and I'll be chatting with a great lady. She's actually author. Her name is Shanae Blue, and we'll be talking with her in regards to her new book, which is entitled Till Death Do Us Part. And with that, I'm not even going to, delay any longer, because I know you guys want to hear somebody other than me. So what I want to do is I can get my favorite intern. I'm not going to say favorite, because all of them are so, so great. But, you know, if I can get somebody to help me out and maybe pull out the red carpet or just do something so she can really feel special. Go ahead. All right, that's what's up. This is for you, Shanae. You can definitely, you know, strike a pose because the cameras are out and all that great stuff, and they're cheering for you. Welcome to the show, lady.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, definitely. I know when I found you on Facebook and then, you know, just read an excerpt of your book, I was like, yeah, I definitely have to get her on to talk about all the great things that you're doing, and also talk about that book. And then maybe you can also offer some form of information to our listeners, considering you self-published your book. So before we get into anything, I want you to go ahead, and I want to definitely welcome you again, and then go ahead and share with our listeners, if you will, Shanae, a little bit about you.
Okay, let's see. I'm 39 years old. I am a mother, a proud mother. I started writing, I started writing when I was about 14 years old, started writing poetry. Never in a million years thought I would write a book. That was just simply something that I wasn't interested in. I was only interested in writing poems. I'll say maybe about 6-7 years ago, I started reading a lot. I started reading a lot of urban novels. So with reading the novels, it definitely gave me an idea to write a story, and the type of stories that I would like to write to draw certain readers' attention. Actually, my book, when I picked up my book, like I said, I wasn't intending on writing a book at all. It was just something basically that I did on a humbug, and then when I got into it, I really, really got into it, and in 2 weeks, I had a finished novel. Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that. So,
oh, okay.
So you completed your novel in 2 weeks, so are we talking about the Till Death Do Us Part? Is that your first one?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I have wrote other books besides that one, but that took me 2 weeks to write.
Wow. That's amazing. I feel bad, and I feel like a procrastinator because I actually started when started about 3, 4, 5 years ago and still haven't finished it, but that's another story. But tell us a little bit about Till Death Do Us Part.
Till Death Do Us Part is a urban street novel. It basically has your money, your sex, your drugs, lies, betrayal. The book is based out of Compton, California. I read so many books, and so many books were based out of New York, down south. So I kind of wanted to do something different and basically do something from right here at home. It is definitely, definitely a page-turner, to say the least. The book will have you on many different emotions. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It's pretty much about a young girl. She's 15 years old. She's basically always been sheltered from the street life. She has two brothers that are basically out in the street life that, like I said, has always protected her from that type of lifestyle. And she ends up meeting a guy that she falls for, unbeknownst to her, that the gentleman is her brother's comrade.
Wow.
When they find out, right. So when they find out about it, it's like basically like all hell breaks loose. And
wow.
They basically disown her from the family, want nothing to do with her. And so basically she, you know, decides to choose love over her family, and it just basically sends her down a dark road. A lot of different things happen, but the main thing that happens is that the family pretty much reunites back together, and her brother ends up getting murdered, and her boyfriend, husband, Carr is the one that's seen doing the drive-by. And
wow.
Pretty much the other brother has a gun on him and, you know, is trying to find out pretty much what happens. But there are so many, I can't tell you how many twists and turns are in this book.
Wow.
I mean, it will leave you in just awe at
wow.
the end.
Well, it definitely sounds like a pace turner. I'm getting a little bit of Scarface, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of everything. So it's definitely a pace turner. And from what I hear, your book thus far has definitely been widely accepted by the community, a lot of different communities. So with that, I want to ask, considering it is your first novel, Shanae, how does that make you feel?
It actually makes me feel really good. Like you said, I did self-publish my own book. I was kind of like nervous about it in the beginning. When I first wrote the book, it actually was about 5 years ago. And I actually
I don't feel so bad.
Well, no. I brought it out 5 years ago, though. That was the thing.
Oh, I see.
I wrote the book 5 years ago. I brought the book out. Well, actually, I tried to get the book I tried to get the book published. I went through Triple Crown.
Okay.
And they told me that the book had to go through 3 reads. So the first, you know, they sent me a letter like, hey, it made it through the first read. They loved it. So I was really excited about it. So then they turned around second time and said, hey, it made it through the second read. So I was even more excited. Then the third time around, it did not go through the third read. So I was kind of, you know, a little disappointed because I'm like, wow, I know what I have. You know,
right.
But I did not let it discourage me. I said, you know what I have, and I know that although I wrote that book in 2 weeks, and a lot of people say, wow, you wrote that book in 2 weeks, but I know God wrote that book. I didn't write it.
Right.
He wrote it. You know, he allowed me not to get discouraged. He allowed me not to get writer's block. I mean, when I wrote, I mean, I really dedicated myself to writing. I wrote from, like, 7 o'clock in the morning to literally 1 o'clock in the morning. It's like I started 7 in the morning and probably 5 and 6 o'clock I'd say, oh, my gosh, I haven't even showered for the day. And
right.
I quickly showered, changed my clothes, and go back to writing. Couldn't wait till I get up in the morning to start back writing again. So in any event,
wow.
I did not let it discourage me. You know, it was like I was like, okay, I fell, but you know what? I'm getting back up and I'm going back at this again. So at that point, that's what made me decide to self-publish my book.
Okay.
Now, after self-publishing my book, I started hearing a lot of horror stories from different people of things that they had gone through with Triple Crown. So I kind of feel like it was a blessing in disguise that I didn't have to go through that.
Right.
Because, you know, here again, like I said, you know, I know what I have. Like you said, my book has been widely accepted by different races, different age groups. I mean, I've had people from 14 to 80 read my book and tell me that they love it. You know, I used to have people that would call me literally at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning asking me what's getting ready to happen at the end of the book because they just couldn't put the book down and they had to go to work the next morning. So
wow, that's great.
It made me feel good. Exactly.
Right.
It made me feel really good because I knew what I had and I knew that God had given me a talent. I also have some other books that I wrote as well. Same thing, took me 2 weeks to write. So
right. Well, let me ask you this. With this talent that you have and you already have a very large fan base, what do you, if you've even ever thought, have you ever really thought to stop and think about the fact that or how as far as when it comes to your impact on society, because it seems like you are impacting book lovers worldwide. And have you ever really thought about the impact on society or your place in history when it comes to you, Shanae Blue, being an author with all the success at this very beginning level that you have? Do you think that far?
You know what? I actually do. I'm not going to say the actual name, but I actually had somebody that had offered to a very, very, very popular urban writer actually offered me a deal to buy the book and for me to be a ghostwriter.
Wow.
And I wouldn't do it. And so they asked me, so you mean to tell me if we were to give you a few $100,000, you wouldn't accept it? And I said, no, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me why. And I said, because really, honestly, writing for me is my passion. It's not just about the money with me.
Right.
You know, I felt like, you know, this book was, it was like, it was my firstborn to me.
Right.
And it just was not about the money to me. And if I can just make one person feel good or two or three or help four or five people out there from going through different things in life, because this book is a very reality book. And
right.
If I can help, you know, even one person from going through some things in life, I feel like I've done something in life. I have accomplished something, and that alone makes me feel good. The money doesn't make me feel good.
Right, that's what's up. Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's what I can do for other people that makes a difference with me.
Beautiful thing right there. That's a beautiful thing. With that, I want to definitely take a really quick commercial break, but I want the listeners to know they want to call in and speak with author Shanae Blue and maybe have a comment or a question in regards to her first novel, Till Death Do Us Part, and talk about all her other great things, or even have questions in regards to self-publishing, go ahead and call in 718-664-6543. Well, that will be right back, and we'll be talking with author Shanae Blue. Hold tight.
Shake that. on the jock. Stop, stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Top jeans, tattoo, to the rock. Half black, half white, I don't know. Gang of money.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish blue rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on a ride to the top. No lead in our Zeppelin.
Hey, party rock is in the house tonight.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah,
and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Every day I'm shuffling. Shuffling, shuffling.
Step up fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad, now stop. Hating is bad.
One more shot for us.
Another round.
Please fill up a cup.
The rest around.
We just want to see.
You shake it out.
Now you home with me.
You're naked now.
Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sun. Get up.
Hello out there, this is Mother Lou Ella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you're take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Try to knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll thank you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you are streaming live to EOTMradio.com. This is your girl, Carla B, if I didn't say that already, and we're talking with author Shanae Blue, and she's talking about her all the great things she's doing, as well as her new novel, Till Death Do Us Part. And right now we'll be taking phone calls from some of Shanae's fans, and the first one I will unmute for you, Shanae, is a lady by the name of Carolyn. You are live on EOTM Radio. Hello.
Hi, cuz.
Hi.
We just want to tell you over here in Michigan that we are proud of you and want you to keep on doing the good deed that you're doing.
Thank you.
And once I'm going to tell you, he's proud of you.
Thank Hello. You. I really appreciate it.
Okay. So, Carolyn, quick question. So, you read the book, Till Death Do Us Part?
I haven't read it all the book quite yet because she kind of, like, told me some of it. But
okay.
I'm getting to read the whole book. But basically, I kind of, like, know exactly where she was going with it. That's why I'm so proud of her.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Carolyn. I want to ask you, Shanae, really quickly, if you can go ahead, because our instant messenger is going off, and I don't think we even shared where our listeners can find your book. So if you want to share that really quickly, then we'll go back to the phone line.
Oh, okay. Actually, right now, the books are just being purchased through myself, which they could reach me at blueshanae@yahoo.com. Which is blueshanee@yahoo.com, or they can also reach me at Shanae Blue, Till Death Do Us Part, @yahoo.com. But just to let everybody know, within the next week, it is going to be available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay, that's what's up. That's really great. The next caller that we're going to unmute, and we didn't get a chance to screen this person, so I'm gonna say out your first six digits of your phone number, which is area code 404-578. You are live on EOTM Radio. Who's this? All righty. Okay, well, we're going to mute them back up, but maybe they weren't ready. And we're going to go to the next one. I'm going to read your first six digits of your phone number, starting with your area code. So I want to unmute area code 310-800. You are live on EOTM Radio. Who's this?
My name is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. Did you have a question or comment for the author or for me?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, I haven't you're doing a wonderful job. And for the author, I just wanted to
thank you.
I just wanted to let Ms. Blue know that I read her book about a year ago. And, I mean, it kind of, like, hit home. And I actually lost a copy. It's just by, like, well, I accidentally lost a copy, and you just answered it before where I can get another copy from. And not only that, you know, through this book, is this a real-life situation with you?
You know what? Bits and pieces of my life are in this book. Actually, you know, as Carla stated, I have several books that I have written, and I have gone through a lot of things in my life. So with these books, it's also therapy for me. So I would say maybe about 40% of the book is true.
Okay, okay. And just one other question. I mean, Carla previously stated where we can find it again, because I had, like, people that were asking for this in, like, high demand, Until Death Do You Part. And when are you having your second book come out? Because I remember reading this book, you stated that you were having your next book come out.
Yes, that book is called How Can I Make Him Love Me? That book actually will be released in October.
Well,
wow, that
was
what's up?
I'm sorry. I'm so excited.
Okay,
I just wanted to say, you know why? Because I stay in Westchester, and I just recently, of course, a day late, found out that you did a book signing, and I'm like, oh my God, I missed it. So I just want to say, keep up the good work. And
thank
hopefully
you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. What was your name? I didn't get your name.
Keisha.
Keisha, thanks so much for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Shanae, are you on Twitter?
No, and you know what? It's funny because my sister, she's in advertising, and she keeps telling me the same thing. You have to get a Twitter page.
Yeah, it's definitely a great tool. Has his ups and downs, especially if you're a publicist like me. It's just crazy because you want your clients to promote themselves, but I don't think everything is public, should be public records, so to speak. But I want to go ahead and unmute. We have caller calling in from a little bit of everywhere. Again, I'm going to call out your first six digits. So
starting with your area code. And so this caller is calling from Illinois, some part of it, maybe Chicago, area code 773-571. You are live on EOTM Radio. Who's this?
This is Angela calling from the South Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm calling because, first of all, congratulations, Nate. I am so happy for her. She just don't know how happy I am to see her to do this. You know, I met Shanae 5 years ago. It was under not so good circumstances. But through the years, I've got to know her. I haven't read her book, but I heard a lot about the book and her. And much of it wasn't true getting to know her through the years. And I'm just happy to have met a person like her because, you know, a lot of us don't step out on our dreams. And she did. And she did.
Right.
A lot of us are scared. And she wasn't. And, you know, I just want to tell her I'm proud of her. And I'm not a bitter person, although she heard some bad things about me. We've talked about it and discussed it. I am just so happy. And my check is in the mail for this book. And I cannot wait to read it for myself. I saw the book. I read a little bit about the book, but I didn't read the whole book, and that's what I'm excited about. So
okay.
I want to encourage her to keep on doing what she's doing no matter, and despite what anybody says. You know, she's an inspiration.
That's great. That's so beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Well, yeah, did you want to comment on that, Shanae?
I just want to tell her thank you. I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate the support.
She's welcome.
That's what's that. Well, thanks so much, Angela. And if you are, if any of you are having
to
be.
And just to let her know, Carla, when she said
yes.
that the way that we met, it wasn't on great circumstances, she could tell you herself that that situation is a whole nother novel, and that one will come.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, if there's any kind of drama or anything going on, you might as well put it in black and white, because it's more than likely it's a good read.
Okay.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, Angela, for calling in. We appreciate it. We love the show. So thanks so much for that. And as soon as we return, we're going to get down and dirty, if you will, and talk about self-publishing. Hold tight. Okay, so that was a really quick transition. I don't want to waste any more time talking with a great lady, a great gal that I just recently had the pleasure of meeting on Facebook. I just love social network because, not the movie, actually I love the movie too, but I'm talking specifically about the social network, Facebook, because you can meet so many great, great people. And as soon as I went to her profile and really checked her out and saw, you know, read an excerpt of her book, I just knew, I'm like, this lady definitely has a story to tell. And it's a beautiful thing that you are touching so many people's lives. In this day and age, there's a wealth of authors out there, but authors that can provide great content is a beautiful thing, and you're definitely doing that, Shanae. So, again, kudos to you. I want to really kind of change the questioning a little bit, and I want to talk a little bit about the trials and tribulations when it comes to self-publishing. I know it is definitely a beautiful thing because you not only self-published it, but you are a publishing company now, sort of, considering you self-publish your book. So let's talk to the listeners a little bit about that process.
Okay, pretty much what I did, first of all, I had, like I said, when I started writing, I had called a company that was in Los Angeles. I don't think they're in business any longer, but they were called Milligan Books. And during the time, Milligan Books had told me, because I told them I was interested in doing a book of poems. So they told me, no, write a novel. You know, novels are really selling right now. And I'm like, yeah.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, just put your poems in there. So I'm like, okay, cool. So after I wrote the book and, you know, like I explained, I tried to go through, you know, Triple Crown and so forth. So from there, I just started, first of all, I hand wrote my book out, okay? After I wrote the book, I actually typed it up, and I am a very slow typer. So I was, like, trying to look for everybody to type my book, and for some reason it just, like, never happened. And I'm actually glad that I did not do that because I strongly suggest anybody that's writing a book to definitely handwrite the book out first, because you're going to find when you go back and type it, it's like you're reading it to yourself. So you're going to go in and you're going to make a lot of different changes versus, you know, you writing it out by hand. From there, I was actually living in California, but I had moved to Chicago for a little while. So when I went to Chicago, you know, I had already taken, I had an idea of what I wanted my cover to be like. So there is a gentleman in California, excellent, 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 excellent artist. His name is Raw Picasso. So I actually had him to just draw out the design that I, you know, visualized for my cover. And then I went to a company called Heavenly Printing, and I'm just like, okay, I want you to make this happen. You know, they found somebody to edit the book for me. All I had to do was just take everything that I had typed up and just email it over to her. And from there, Marilyn Alexander from Heavenly Printing in Chicago, she made it happen.
Wow. That is so great. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, as far as, like, self-publishing goes, you know, if this is it's all about just trying to network and just get the book out there. Me personally, you know, like I said, I've heard so many different horror stories about people just basically going through, you know, publishing companies, getting their books out there. Most of the time when it's your first time writing a book, you're pretty much going to probably be offered about $2,500 for the book. Then from there they'll say, oh, you know, we're going to give you so much per copy, but that's after this is paid, that's paid, this paid, that paid. You're really not making anything off of it. You know, whereas with me, I self-published my book. I sell my book for $15. You know, I may pay $6 for a copy, but in the end, I'm able to keep the rest of the profit.
Right.
It's really work. You really have to get out there and sell yourself. Because, I mean, me personally, I take books everywhere I go. I mean, I'll take books in a grocery store. I'll take books in a gas station. If I see you pumping your gas, I'm going to jump out the car and ask you to buy my book. So, you know,
kind of like an up-and-coming artist.
Exactly. You cannot be shy about it at all. If you got to sell yourself. You have to get out there and let people hear about you. Actually, too, you asked me about books for people that are here in California. I probably will be, because before I had my books in Zara's bookstore, and also which is in Inglewood, and Smiley's bookstore, which is in Carson, and they have been requesting more copies as well. So I know that they'll also be able to find the books in Zara's bookstore in Inglewood, and also Smiley's bookstore in Carson as well.
Okay, that's what's up. So let's talk a little bit about book signings. I know one of the callers just mentioned that you had something in Westchester that I missed as well. So how do we find out about your up-and-coming book signings? And considering you are kind of solo in this, you're like multifaceted, I tell you, how are you making all this stuff work? If, you know, just in case there's an artist out or author out there that's looking to do the same thing and kind of unfamiliar with the process of setting up book signings?
Well, like, for example, just go to, like, your local bookstores, you know, the bookstores that aren't your major chain stores, okay?
Right.
So if you do that and you're going to, you know, your mom-and-pop bookstores and you go in there and you sell yourself, you know, they're willing to take your book. They're going to take your book
right.
on consignment, and they're going to do a 60-40 split. Which is still good because you're actually still getting your name out there.
Exactly.
And then from there, they're definitely going to want to ask you to do book signings, you know, themselves. You know, I actually did a book signing at the GS. It's also called the Game Sports Bar. A very good friend of mine, Tyree, DJT, he actually is the owner, like I said, of the sports bar. Great, great guy. It's a great location. So I was really happy and excited when he asked me to do it. But, I mean, it's just like I said, you just have to get out there and you just have to sell yourself. If you're that person that's shy, you're going to have to come out of it. And you definitely cannot take rejection. I mean, you can't. I mean, you can't take it personal. You cannot, because you are going to have those no's. You know, you might, you know, ask 20, 30 people, and out of those 20, 30 people, you might get, you know, one or two that tells you yes. But it's those yeses that's going to keep you going.
Mhm. I definitely agree. I definitely agree with you. So, when is your next book signing, Shanae?
I actually have not set that up. What I'm actually thinking about doing, because, you know, like I said, Till Death Do Us Part is a book that I had actually brought out about 5 years ago, and
okay.
I did have a lot of requests to bring the book back out, because at that time I actually had only brought it out for the summer, so I did decide to bring the book back out. But right now I'm really, really, really focusing on my next novel, How Can I Make Him Love Me? So pretty much I'm just going to focus on just Till Death Do Us Part, you know, really being in those couple of bookstores that I told you about, and just allowing people to be able to get the book on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and I'm just getting ready to start pushing How Can I Make Him Love Me? So I know that my next book signing won't be until sometime in October. I'm not sure where yet, but
okay.
It's not going to be
okay.
until October, because my next book signing is going to be for that new book that a lot of people have been waiting on.
Okay, I gotcha. That's what's up. Well, again, for the listeners that are probably just chiming in the latter part of the show, if you can go ahead and share with them again ways for them to be able to contact you.
Okay, again, they can reach me at Shanee Blue, till being spelled T-I-L-L, death, do us part, at yahoo.com. Again, that's Shanee Blue, till death, do us part, at yahoo.com. Or I'm also available on Facebook. On Facebook, just contact me under Shanee Blue, Shanee, blue like the color. Or they can also reach me at blueshanae@yahoo.com.
Yep, and I actually found you by typing in Till Death Do Us Part on Facebook as well. So that little extra helpful hint for the listeners and for your fans if they're looking more to learn more about Shanae Blue and her new book. Not her new book, but Till Death Do Us Part, as well as all the other great things. You can definitely check her out. Shanae, I definitely want to thank you. I know it's Friday, and, you know, Fridays are sometimes a little bit hard for people for interviews, but thank you for giving me a portion of your Friday evening. I really appreciate it, and I just want to extend an open invitation. You know, anytime you have a hot product, definitely hit me up because, you know, as I said, I am an avid reader. I don't get to read a lot of urban novels, but just from what you shared as far as the brief synopsis, I will be picking up Till Death Do Us Part. And when I do, when I read a book, I can't put it down, so I'll be done with it the first day, and then I'll probably have to have you back on to have an interview in regards to the book. So just look for that, Shanae.
Actually, I'm
going to
be sending you out a copy, Carla.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much. I definitely look forward to it. And then, of course, as soon as I'm done reading, get ready, girl, because I'm going to be like, okay, what happened here? So, what happened?
And also,
you know, I want an alternate ending or something. So,
also, just to let you know, too, my best friend, she actually has a nonprofit organization. It's called
okay.
the James and Mary Foundation. So part of the
okay.
proceeds also are going to her foundation. It is for people with disabilities, to help people with
wow.
disabilities.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'll definitely be getting in contact with you to get in contact with her, because we do a lot of different events and we're always looking for a great nonprofit. So, yeah, be looking for emails from me in regards to that. And again, Shanae, thank you so, so much for being a guest on my eBuzz show. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Hold tight, y'all. We're going to take a quick song break, and then we're going to come back with a very special guest, Sweet D, the Sassy Diva. Hold tight, y'all.
Anniversary is near, and your man ain't acting right. So you packing your dummy gear luggage up, calling my cell phone, trying to catch a flight. You know one thing straight, I'll be there, girl, whenever you call me. When you at home, that's your man. Soon as you land, you say it's all me. Cause shit ain't all G with him no more, you ain't entertained. Since I met you a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin his chain.
Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. If you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I fall, then we all gon' stunt. My way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
I try to stay out your business, but on the rear, you're so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna catch on to us. That white sand surrounding us, he be handcuffing, he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I could put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna ride with me cause you say that he boring. Wake up, you rolling weed, cooking eggs in the morning. Ain't scared to spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you say
whenever
you in orbit.
You whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I fall, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I fall, then we all gon' stunt. Turn her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me, I'll be there shortly. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. If I fall, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B. And he's rolling up, and he's rolling in. So with that, Sweet Tea, girlfriend, you are on air. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. How you doing, Carla B?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I definitely wanted to have you call in. And I guess before I even bring you on, I'm going to give a formal introduction to maybe some of the new listeners that we have that aren't really familiar with Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva, for whatever reason. But anyway, just to let you know, her new show is actually airing on the network on June 28th at 7 p.m. It'll be every Tuesday at 7 p.m. It is the Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show. And just so y'all know, you want to know what she's going to be talking about, I'm going to let her tell you, but I'm going to read you a little tiny paragraph just so you know what Sweet Tea is to us. She's basically going to be like she's going to be EOTM Radio Network's Wendy Williams, you know, so in that kind of spin where she's just sharing so much great stuff. She's already the Sassy Diva, we already know this, but she has the uncanny ability to really make her guests
her listeners and her viewers feel like they've known Sweet Tea all her life. I'm just telling you, she's like the girl next door. She's like your high school sweetheart and your baby mama with a Sweet Tea twist to it. So I just wanted them to be prepared. Those for the new listeners, the old people, they already know what to expect from Sweet Tea. So with that, I just wanted you to come on my show and just to talk a little bit about your new show on Tuesday and what is it going to be about and what, you know, what can we expect on Tuesday?
Okay. First of all, I came up with this topic because, you know, it's not just about the females because, you know, I'm 100% female, of course. So I just want to put that out there. But the reason why I'm having this talk show because I want to see what a guy thinks, his point of view of what I'm talking about as far as fake hair, fake eyelashes, fake eyes,
okay.
So
you're talking
fake
about
boobs,
the show on
booty.
Tuesday in particular.
Huh?
Oh, I was saying, so you're talking about the show on Tuesday, what the show topic
right.
That was about fake.
Right.
Okay.
Right, like you asked me to explain. Yes, that's what I'm talking about, where you was at just now.
No, because I was talking about your whole show overall.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the show
too,
as far as Tuesday. Yeah, so
okay.
Basically what I'm saying, all right, basically what I'm saying is, you know, girls gonna be girls. We like cute things. We like to look cute. But like I said, I'm just curious how the guys think out there because a lot of guys, I have a lot of guy friends, and, you know, some of them, you know, say they don't like girls to be fake. They don't like fake hair. They don't like fake this or that. Or some guys really probably think that's your really blue eyes, and then they get home, and they really brown, and they disappointed. So I'm just curious, just really curious how, you know, the guys out there thinking. And, yeah, it's going
to
be fun. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah.
It's so much more I want to say, but I don't want to get too, you know, say too much. I'm on the mouth, everyone. So if I need to stop what I can because I keep talking about it.
And that is exactly why Sweet Tea the Sasha Diva has her very own talk show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. And we had to give her her own show because, as she stated, she talked too much. And I can't have her on my show taking over, so we had to give her her own. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to do that. So we'll make sure that everybody is tuning in to her talk show. And as I stated, the overall feel of Sweet Tea's show, what Sweet Tea used to us, she's the queen of celebrity gossip, relationships, fashion, what's hot and what's not, and music and so much more. Sweet Tea, I mean, she's going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you too. She knows it all, and if she doesn't know, she ain't afraid to ask. So you better get
That's
ready.
Right.
If you want to be, you know, definitely a guest on her show, we're actually booking guests, so you can definitely contact 213-290-3573. And then make sure that if you're on our radio page, you want to click Sweet Tea the Sassy Tea the Talk Show. You want to like it. You want to tweet it. You want to share it with your friends. Because if you don't, she's liable to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
She is. Huh. I promise you. I'm just kidding. She ain't going to hurt you. Through, you know, I don't know if she's going to hurt you or not. But let me tell you really quick. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. You got any parting words?
Yes. I just want to say for all the listeners out there, you know, I have to deal with people who have personalities. I don't want no one, you know, I'm the type of person to speak my mind. A lot of people say I should think before I speak, but hey, this is just me. You and I hate it or love it. But my whole point is I'm on the show to have fun. Nobody needs to take anything personal. You're free to say what you want to say because, you know, I'm real. I ain't gonna keep it 50. I ain't gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna keep it 1,000. So we're gonna have fun with it. Holla at your girl.
That's what's up. Make sure you tune into her show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show. But right now you listen to Carla B., and this is my E-Buzz show. And we're going to go ahead and close it out. But before we do, I want to just remind you to make sure before you exit our radio page this evening, please, pretty please, subscribe to receive alerts to future shows because with all the greatness that's coming through your computer speakers, your iPods, your cell phones. You don't want to miss it. That's all you need to know. And this last track, I'm going to dedicate it to
the Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva. She ain't the only one that's sassy. Forget You by CeeLo Green. Peace, y'all. Happy Friday.
Show it right now.